Father, once again, we proclaim that this is your time. We are your people. And we've come, Lord, to hear from you, for you to order our steps, to guide us into truth this morning, your truth, by your plan and purpose, for your kingdom, Lord. We surrender to you, both as listeners and the one who speaks, Lord, to your will and purpose for this morning, Lord. Hide me behind the cross. Let me speak your word and your word alone. Let it be the edification and building up of your saints, Lord. And let it bring glory and honor to you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. When you get into the presence of the Lord like that, it's hard to leave. Well, we're not leaving. We're just, you know, but you want to keep continue on what you're doing, you know? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of the things we should desire more than anything else is the presence and to be in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen? Hallelujah. For those of you who may not know, we are, if we haven't gotten them already, I don't know, I haven't talked to Patrick this morning yet, but we're going to get some tapes from some messages that Stan's been giving on the presence of God. And I think you're all going to find tremendous things in that. And I am excited. I'm anxious to get those. I've been waiting for a while from the first time he mentioned it, some of the things he shared with me. That's not what we're going to talk about this morning, but we're going to talk about a part of the presence, or what ushers in the presence of God this morning. And the message this morning is praise brings presence, the presence of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I guess if I was to give a key scripture this morning, it would be Hebrews 13:15. It says, therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. You don't know what praise is? There you have it. Let me say that again. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
Amen.
Now, just as we talked about Wednesday night, we talked about our words bringing life, speaking into situations. Our words have creative power or destructive power, just as the words of God. In Genesis, God spoke and the earth appeared. He spoke and life appeared in all forms and fashions. He went through a process in 6 days, and at the end of it, he called it good. We sometimes lose sight of the fact, or we forget altogether, that there are things that we do that either usher in the presence and anointing and the plan of God, or thwart that plan. We want the presence of God in our lives. In his presence is fullness of joy. Amen.
Amen.
I thought y'all left for a minute. Got awful quiet. Praise the Lord. So what I want to look at this morning is just some things that praise does, and what praise can bring about. Psalms chapter 9, verse 3. Actually, we're going to read verses 2 and 3. Or if you want to look at 2 and 3, that would be a good thing to do. We're probably not going to read these. I'm going to go through these. But Psalms chapter 3, Psalms chapter 9, verse 3. Don't need to get the cart before the horse. Okay. Verse 2 says, I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they shall fall and perish at your presence. Singing praises to the Lord, or the name of the Lord, causes enemies to fall and perish at his presence, or in his presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means all enemies, physical and spiritual. Do you hear me? All enemies, physical and spiritual.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Singing praise to the Lord, or the name of the Lord, causes enemies to fall and perish at his presence. In Psalm 16:11, he shows us the path of life in his presence. Shows us the path of life, and in his presence is fullness of joy, and in his presence, at his right hand, are pleasures forevermore. Did you get that? Hallelujah. He shows us the path of life. And in his presence is fullness of joy. And in his presence, at his right hand, is pleasures forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. How good is that? Psalm 31, verse 20. It tells us he hides us in the secret place of his pleasure, presence, from the plots of men, and keeps them in a pavilion away from the strife of tongues. Keeps us in a pavilion away from the strife of tongues. We all face situations and face people in our lives, both family and other members, or people we're acquainted with who, you know, their tongue is always going. And a lot of times they bring things that are not meant to bring life. They're meant to bring you down. They're meant to bring down your, you know, take your cognizance of the Lord away and to put you in a place where you don't even think about Him, or it's designed to take you out of His presence. We don't want to do that. Amen? So in Psalm 31:20 it says, He hides us, you and I, in the secret place of His presence from the plots of men, and keeps us in a pavilion away from the strife of tongues. Amen? Psalm 68, verse 2. As wax melts before the Lord, or before the fire, at the presence of God, the wicked perish. Did you get that?
Yep.
Hallelujah. As wax melts before the fire. How many know wax melts quickly in front of a fire or over a fire? At the presence of God, the wicked perish. Hallelujah. So when we're praising God, just like in the situation where they went and circled Jericho seven or ten times. Anyway, and they praised, the walls of Jericho fell. The enemies were brought down, and they were easily overtaken. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So praise is important to us to see the enemy brought down. Amen? Bible says the battle is the Lord's, but the victory is ours. Psalm 95, verse 2, we are commanded to come before His presence with thanksgiving and shout joyfully to Him. Amen? That's praising. That's part of praising. Part of praising is coming into His presence, and it's a command. It's not a suggestion. With thanksgiving and shout joyfully to Him. If in His presence is fullness of joy, then when we come and we sing and we shout before Him, there should be joy. Amen? Praise the Lord. Psalm 97, verse 5 says, mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. He's the Lord of the whole earth. I'm telling you, that's enough to make you praise Him right there. The Lord of the whole earth. He's the creator, the designer, and He's the Lord of the whole earth. And we ought to praise Him for that. Amen? You and I are by His design and by His purpose and will. Amen? Let's give Him praise. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 100, verse 2 says, we are to serve the Lord with gladness and come before His presence with singing. When we're praising the Lord, part of praising the Lord is singing. Singing with joy. Singing with hilarity. And singing unto Him. Remember, it's the fruit of our lips. Giving thanks. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise. Psalm 139, verse 7. You can't hide from God's Spirit, and you can't hide from His presence. Psalm 139, verse 7. Let's read that one. Psalm 139, verse 7. Hallelujah. Where can I go from Your Spirit, or where can I flee from Your presence? Amen? It's impossible. I don't care where you go. In fact, one writer in the Word says, if I go into hell, He's there. If I ascend into heaven, He is there. You can't run or hide or get away from the presence of God. Amen? Or the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. He's omnipresent, omniscient, and you just can't, and there's nothing beyond His scrutiny. But if you really want to see Him come on the scene, begin to praise Him. Begin to see things in your life change like you can't believe. Amen? Just by the praise. You know, that kind of praise, the picture that I get in my spirit is when you begin to praise the Lord and you praise Him with your whole heart, What happens is you begin to move him to the point where he operates in great compassion and he wants to do things for us. How many know he wants to do things for us? We already know that by the promises and the word, amen? He wants to do things for us. And when you praise him, you move him into that point of compassion where he begins to just bestow on you blessings. Remember, he knows what you have need of before you ask. Whether it's something you need or just, you know, something that he just wants to bless you with. When you enter into his presence with praise, thanksgiving, and singing, you can watch those things happen. Hallelujah. He's a good father. Psalm 140, verse 13. It says, the righteous give thanks to his name, and the upright dwell or live in his presence. Anytime you see that word dwell, that means live in, constantly abide, or reside. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So if you want his constant presence in your life, then you need to praise his name and give thanks to his name, which is part of praise. Amen? Hallelujah. How many know that in the presence of the Lord, there's times of refreshing, or times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord? You find that in Acts 13:9. Psalm 34, verse 1 says, bless the Lord always, praise him continually with your mouth. Again, that doesn't sound like a suggestion, that sounds like a command. Now, why would he command us to do that? He's got good thoughts for us, and he wants to see those things come into your life that he's already ordained that are yours. That's why we say in the morning when we start, you know, this is your word. I am what you say I am. I have what you say I have. And I will do what you tell me to do in your word. Amen? Praise the Lord. We can thank him and praise him. Times, and one of those things is when we need times of refreshing, it comes from the presence of the Lord. That's in Acts 13:9 and 34. It says, bless the Lord always. So it's something that's supposed to continually happen. Psalm 40, verse 3. It says, he has put a new song in our mouth. Praise to our God. Because of it, many will trust in the Lord. How many realize that when you praise the Lord, you can cause people to trust in the Lord? First of all, they'll inquire, why are you so happy? What are you doing? Why are you praising God all the time? And what we'll do is we'll provoke jealousy and provoke people to come to the place where they say, where they trust in God, because they see the trust you have in God. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 5 of that same chapter of Psalms says, praise him for the help of his countenance. And in verse 11, Psalm 40. I'm going to turn there. Psalm 40, verses 5 and 11. I'll just read those real quickly. I've just taken some notes out and jotted them down, so it's not exactly what it says, but the thought is there. Many, O my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak them, they are more than can be numbered. Okay, that was verse 5. He has put a new song in my mouth, verse 3. Praise to our God, many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. And then verse 11. Do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13:15. We talked about that just at the onset of this. Hebrews 13:15. If you want to turn there. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. By him, let us, and we should continually give the sacrifice of praise. You know, when you first start out, it may be a sacrifice. It's just kind of funny the order of how that goes. When you first get born again, man, it's like, you know, you just don't stop praising the Lord. The joy is there, the fullness of joy, and you're excited about the change. You realize there's a change in your life that's begun, and you just overflow with praise and worship to the Lord. There's times when sometimes, and especially in a situation where you're in a problem, or a problem is facing you, or an unexpected something unexpected happens, and you know it's a little tough. But as you praise the Lord, what I found, and I know many of you have found this, as you praise the Lord in those situations, you offer the sacrifice of praise, what happens is you begin to get clarity of thought. The Holy Spirit steps on the scene, and He begins to reveal to you God's Word that at that moment you may have lost sight of for just a moment. And He begins to bring you back to that, which puts your focus back on the right place, and then watch God's hand move. You'll see God's hand move in that place. Amen? Hallelujah. So, and how many know fruit comes from seed? Amen? So, the sacrifice of praise is the seed to God, and then it becomes fruit of our lips, and then that, because of that, we give thanks to His name. Amen? That word inhabits, or inhabits, He inhabits the praises of His people. In the dictionary, the Webster Dictionary says, to occupy as a place of settled residence, or inhabit, or live in. We talked about that just earlier. To be present, or to occupy in any manner or form. To have residence in a place. We need to have residence in praising God. We need to take up residence in praising God, giving Him praises. Amen? Amen? First of all, once again, we all know when we praise God, all of the things that try to overtake us, that try to take our attention away from the way, the truth, and the life, they just seem to fall away. And it brings and ushers in the presence of God and the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, to where we get our focus back right. And as we praise, once again, it's no longer a sacrifice, but it's part of us. We need to wake up in the morning with a song, with praise on our lips. We need to go to bed at night with praise and a song on our lips. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Very important. Very important. And not only that, praise, when you're in praise, God is pleased, and once again, you can get set free in that. Something's hanging on, something's bothering you, something, you know, the enemy's trying to attack in some way to try to take your focus away. As you praise, just like Judah means praise, amen, and they were the ones who always went before in any battle or anything, in any situation where there was adversity, amen, in the Bible. And so the praisers, when they go forth, they pave the way for the victory. So if you want victory in your life, praise is very important, is it not? Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. God reveals Himself. God reveals and causes to happen His plan, His blessing, in His presence at our praise. And to get into His presence, we have to start with praise. Amen? Hallelujah. We have to start with praise. Praise and thanksgiving. Amen? Hallelujah. God's touched and enters into and inhabits, has taken residence and will take residence in the praises of people. Amen? A settled residence. He'll occupy and live in that praise. Amen? He'll have residence in that place of praise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give Him some praise this morning. Hallelujah. I know we already have, but let's just as the Holy Spirit touches your heart this morning, let's just raise our hands or whatever you feel God's directing you to do, but let's give Him praise. Let's thank Him for who He is. Let's thank Him for what He's done. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Creator rather than the creation. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Only you can satisfy, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Love you more than any other, Lord. So much more than anything. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord, that you're my strength and my shield. That plays, and as you stay in an attitude of praise, I want to remind you that just recently, which is nothing new, some needs were brought to our attention. Remember Harry and Marie talking about their son and their daughter and situations, both job-wise and financial things, that God's answered, amen? Hallelujah. Other things that were brought to our attention here recently that we prayed for. Hallelujah. How many of you have been praying for Craig for a good job? And he reports to me this morning, he's got a good job. First transit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many have been praying for Bob Romero? Job usurping his time and not allowing him to come and be in fellowship with the ones that love him and that, you know, God loves him dearly and wants him here. We want him here. We miss him. And praise the Lord, now his hours have changed again. There's nothing beyond God's control. Do we all know that? We read that in the scripture this morning. There's nothing beyond God's control. Amen? Praises usher in that presence. And in that presence is that fullness of joy. And God comes on the scene immediately as we praise Him and as we give Him worship and thanksgiving. Amen? Hallelujah. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to Him. That's what praise is all about. Hallelujah. And of course, when we do that, and when He comes on the scene, that's when we receive fullness of joy. Amen? Hallelujah. Power in praise. Power in praise. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. We give you glory and honor, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We extol you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We spend too much time looking for joy in places where there is no joy. Can't possibly be. To have joy in your life, you have to come
into the presence of God. And you get there, you start that journey through praise. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In His presence is fullness of joy. And what is joy to us? It's our strength. Hallelujah. 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 Praise your master's name. You're worthy of praise. You're worthy, Lamb of God. You're worthy, Father, of praise. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Yes. Reason to live is to worship and praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody this morning got anything to be praiseworthy? Praise the Lord about? Did you get up this morning? Were you breathing? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's something to praise the Lord about. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Many of you praise the Lord for this family, this house. Continually. Can't praise Him and thank Him enough. See, I don't think you all realize, or maybe you don't understand. Let me help you understand. When I was going through the worst struggle of my life, I'm not going to go into details again. It's not relevant at this point. The point is that when I was going through the greatest struggle of my life, where everything that seemed like I'd ever given my life to, like the song says, had fallen apart, that's when God stepped on the scene. He began to restore me because I had come to the end of me and I had begun to praise Him because of His Word. He started out by reminding me by the Holy Spirit of His Word, reminding me who He said I was, what His plans and thoughts for me was and for you. Amen? And at that point, things began to change, and that's when God brought me to the place that brought me here. It's when I heard Him say, "You're home. You're home. You're where you belong." And that was before New Life was even incepted or concepted. If God's presence was there and God had a plan. And through praise and worship and seeking His face, hallelujah, I'm here today. Came to the end of myself and finally gave full heed to His Word. Didn't just talk about it, but asked Him to help me live it. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you go to God with a need, whether it's on behalf of a loved one, which is any of us here, or your family, and you pray, Kylie this morning complained a little bit about her ears tickling and a little tickle in her throat is not comfortable to swallow. So I reached over and grabbed her by the hand and I prayed for her right there. And at the end I gave thanks because I knew God's hand had touched her. And then I brought her here and I just reaffirmed that. Corporately, joined my faith with the faith of the men and we put oil on her, laid hands on her and prayed for her again. That little girl's healed. There's no question. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why can I be so bold? Why can you be so bold? Because His Word does not fail. And His Word accomplishes what it's sent to accomplish. Listen to me. Jesus is that living Word. Did He or did He not accomplish what He was sent to accomplish? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the thought I leave you with today is give Him praise. In all things, give Him praise. Let that be what you do from morning to night. From dawn till dusk. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Watch what happens in your life. You know, there's all kinds of cares and things out there that try to come and overtake us and to take our focus, and it's fighting for our focus and our attention. But if we praise Him, if we give Him praise, those things fall by the wayside. And then when somebody comes and is all torn up or shook up over whatever the issue or matter is, then you can just share with them, because the presence of God through your praise is right there, and God's words will be right in your lips and in your thinking, your process, your heart, and it'll come out of your mouth to bless and minister to that situation. Words of life. Even if it's just something as simple as saying, be blessed. And watch God supernaturally heal somebody. If any of you are not sure that could happen, there's two witnesses right here that can tell you that it happened. Something simple. What seems simple anyway, but it's not simple. It's a word fitly spoken in season. Hallelujah. Not demonstrative. Didn't bring a whole lot of attention. Just one-on-one, but a word of life spoken into a situation that brought healing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It comes through praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence. We thank you that in your presence is fullness of joy. And we thank you that you are that word. You are that living word, Lord. We have the written that gives us the picture of who the living word is. And you have done all that you set out to do. And now you've given us the authority through praise, through worship, through your word, to walk in those things, to operate in those things, to dispense those things as your Spirit wills and directs us, to touch the lives and hearts of other people, for the building of your kingdom, to bring honor and glory to you. Now, Father, go with your people. Spirit of God, go with your people. Let this rest of this day and this week be the greatest any of us have ever experienced because of the praise. And in that praise, the bringing in of your presence like we've never experienced before. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we ask you to bless our fellowship. We sanctify the food and the fellowship. In Jesus' name, we receive it with thanksgiving. Thank you for these people, Lord, and thank you for your presence here, for your word. In Jesus' name, amen.